This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. A Middle East summit meeting on top of a mountain in Maryland. That news from the White House today, which said President Carter will be hosted a meeting at Camp David September 5th to be attended by Israeli Prime Minister Begin and Egyptian President Sadat. And as correspondent Robert Pierpoint has learned, the leaders will have something new to discuss.
The Carter administration, frustrated by the failure of Israel and Egypt to make any real progress toward peace, has decided to come forth with a plan of its own for a permanent settlement in the Mideast. That is the real meaning behind the meeting at Camp David. Well aware that the Israelis strongly oppose such a U.S. peace plan, some high administration officials shy away from calling it that, preferring the terms general outlines of a plan or a declaration of principles. But one top advisor to the president points out that nothing else has worked and says the president will present Begin and Sadat with a plan that incorporates the principles of UN Resolution 242, that is, withdrawal of Israeli troops from the West Bank and Gaza Strip territories, and eventual self-rule for the Palestinians in those areas. Presumably, this would mean some sort of Palestinian self-rule tied to Jordan, not complete independence. Details of the plan, including timing and some modifications in border lines to meet certain Israeli security problems, would be left to the two parties to work out. Ask how Begin might react to a U.S.-sponsored peace plan, which President Carter has always avoided in the past. An administration official told CBS News Begin is willing to discuss the proposal at Camp David. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, with the presidential party in New York.
Reaction to the summit announcement when The World Tonight continues.
Hello, people, every day.
Who's on the cover of People magazine this week? Carrie Fisher, the princess of Star Wars. What's she been up to since battling Darth Vader? What will the Star Wars sequel be like, and who'll be in it? People tells you. Gary Busey brings a legend to life in the Buddy Holly story. How did Busey's rock and roll roots tune him up for the title role? Christina Onassis has married an unemployed Soviet shipping agent. What was their strange and mysterious courtship like? People tells you. Linda Carter, TV's Wonder Woman, is a super hit in Las Vegas. What was her surprise talent that stunned the critics? The curious cult called Scientology has run into trouble. What major scandal is it facing? People tells you. James Michener is a winner again with his bestseller Chesapeake, but why does his early life still haunt him? Get all the answers in People, the With It Weekly that's all about everyone. Carrie Fisher's on the cover.
From cover to cover, see what they're doing. Take a look at the people in People this week.
In Israel, the announcement of the summit next month came as a pleasant surprise. Bob Simon reports.
Prime Minister Begin tonight expressed gratitude for what he called President Carter's bold political initiative. He said he's hopeful that the Camp David summit will bring forth positive results. In a hastily called news conference, Begin revealed that Secretary Vance handed him the invitation from President Carter Sunday morning and asked him to read it on the spot. Begin said it didn't take much time for him to send a telegram to Mr. Carter accepting. The Israeli government learned of President Sadat's acceptance this morning. Begin said Sadat's decision couldn't have been prompted by any change in Israeli policy because there's been no change. What has changed, suddenly and dramatically, is the mood. There was an exhilaration at this press conference in Tel Aviv tonight, which one hasn't sensed for months. Bob Simon, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
In Alexandria, where Secretary of State Vance is meeting with President Sadat, today was a day for relaxing and quiet chatting. The principals already knew what the world learned today. Doug Sager has more.
The real business was accomplished last night when Sadat accepted President Carter's invitation to come to Camp David next month. Vance was surprised at Sadat's immediate answer. A Camp David summit does not mean any shift in Egyptian or Israeli positions. Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin will go to Camp David, in Vance's words, to search for a framework for a just and lasting peace. Both Vance and Sadat said the United States is now a full partner in the peace process. American sources here interpret that as meaning there are no immediate plans for the American proposals Sadat wants, but that these proposals may later be forthcoming. Doug Sager for CBS News, Alexandria, Egypt.
More on The World Tonight after this.
Now, I want to buy something that I know is going to be good, that I know we're going to eat.
Mrs. Dorothy Doyle talks about why she buys Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner.
We do like Kraft, I'll just say that, and I have it once a week in my house. My husband likes it, I like it, My children all love it. In fact, they'll say to me many nights, "Do we have to have potatoes tonight? Let's have macaroni and cheese." I'm sure we're going to eat it. Guarantee it. Every one of them, my kids like it.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You know they're going to like it.
Sears special purchase shirts are worth a special trip.
Take Sears soft color weave dress shirts at just $6.99 for long sleeves. The perma-pressed cotton polyester fabric combines white and solid color threads for a fresh, clean look. Special purchase shirts, though not reduced, are exceptional values. But quantities are limited. That's why...
they're worth a special trip.
Soft color weave shirts, a special purchase at larger Sears men's stores. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
New Yorkers were in a happy daze outside City Hall today. President Carter had come from Washington to sign legislation that will give the city more than $1.5 billion in federal loan guarantees. It was legislation that the president helped push through a reluctant Congress, providing both him and the city with a much-needed political victory.
This bill is in the national interest. It's designed to put behind us a danger that would create problems for all our cities and for the financial markets of a nation and the world. If New York keeps its commitments, and I'm sure it will, then this bill will not cost the American taxpayers 1 cent.
The complaint had been New York City does not do enough to help itself. City officials denied that vigorously and often, but they were able to win over many critics only by doing what the critics wanted, cutting. Correspondent Richard Wagner reports.
Since 1975, through layoffs and attrition, New York has dropped more than 50,000 municipal employees from the city's payroll. These include some 10,000 teachers and other school personnel, about 3,000 sanitation workers, just under 2,000 firemen, and 6,000 police officers. Critics of the cuts say they leave the city short of vital services. Proponents say there are even more job cuts to be made. Today's loan guarantees will allow the city to cut its interest payments on short-term, high-interest loans by consolidating its debt. This will save additional millions of dollars every year. It's been a struggle, but for now, the nation's biggest city seems safe from the recent real prospect of bankruptcy. Richard Wagner, CBS News, New York.
Wall Street in a minute.
Andy Gibb. There's still a lot of adventure left in this world. You just have to know where to find it. You might look in the South Pacific or the North Atlantic, in Japan or Puerto Rico. As a matter of fact, you can look any place where the Navy goes. The Navy has over 60 different career fields with challenging jobs in all of them and duty stations all over the world. The Navy offers you the opportunity to combine challenging work with fun and adventure. In the Navy, you'll make new friends, you get top benefits, and get the chance to complete your education. If that sounds like the kind of job you're looking for, speak to your local Navy recruiter or call toll-free 800-841-8000. The Navy, it's not just a job, it's an adventure.
Stocks closed higher in moderate trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 4.16 to finish at about 889. Average price on the New York Exchange up 16 cents, volume 34 and a quarter million shares. Wall Street on this world tonight.
The Celica is no exception. See your Southern California Toyota dealer now and get more than your money's worth.
KNX News Radio time is 6:11. High temperature today at the Civic Center, 86 degrees. Are you shopping where you get the best value for your clothing dollar? Compare where you now shop with Kmart. Kmart offers exceptional values in apparel for the whole family. Up-to-the-minute fashion, quality merchandise, and low Kmart prices. See the latest in pants, dresses, tops, and jeans, sweaters, bags, and accessories. Plus an outstanding footwear selection of sandals, wedges, thongs, and Kmart's exclusive Trax Athletic Oxfords. To dress sharp, buy sharp at Kmart, 46 locations in the greater Los Angeles area. An $11 million lawsuit against NBC has been dismissed by a San Francisco judge. The lawsuit charged that a TV program showed a sexual assault of a young girl, and that program prompted a similar assault 4 days later. The judge had ruled earlier that the lawyer for the plaintiff would have to prove the show was meant to promote the attack. But lawyer Marvin Lewis says he couldn't do that. A 9-year-old girl was raped with a beer bottle in 1974, just 4 days after the program, Born Innocent, showed a similar attack in a reformatory. Well, if a police officer sees someone smoking and there's a law that the person can't smoke in the area, does the officer have to arrest the person? That question is causing a controversy over an anti-smoking initiative set for the November ballot. Supporters of the proposal have filed suit in Sacramento. They say the officer does not have to arrest a person violating the law, but in the ballot pamphlet, the opposition to the measure states an officer must arrest someone in violation. The Los Angeles City Council has approved a modified second-year work program for the downtown redevelopment project. The story from KNX News Radio reporter John Goodman.
The $2.6 million program continues to focus a major share of attention on the central city Skid Row area, as well as the revitalization of the Broadway shopping area. City Council Planning and Environment Committee Chairman Art Snyder says experience of other cities has shown that revitalization does pay off.
People want to come back in, but they don't want to come back in a manner in which they risk themselves when they can, with a great deal less risk, get a location that is not as good, but is still acceptable. Now, what we're trying to do is make it more attractive and encourage people to come back into the center city where they really belong.
Councilman Snyder says the program is designed to make investment in the downtown area more attractive to private financial institutions. John Goodman, KNX News Radio.
Now time for KNX News Radio Sports with Jim Racer. Jim?
Thank you, Harry. Good evening, everyone. Umpire Jim Quick could have his hands full behind the plate tonight at Dodger Stadium when the Padres star Gaylord Curry against the Dodgers' Don Sutton. Don't be surprised if hitters on both squads call for Quick to take a look at the baseball on more than a few occasions. Of course, the ump who put Sutton on the spot about allegedly doctoring the ball in St. Louis was Doug Harvey. He'll be at second base this evening. The Angels will start Paul Hartzell tonight at Oakland against John Henry Johnson, and the Halos better start making contact to back up pretty fair pitching. Certainly the A's, 3 games out of first place, are proof of the pitching pudding. This afternoon, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 9-5. This evening, it's Atlanta 3, Cincinnati nothing in the fifth. San Francisco hosts Houston later on. In the American League, Western Division leader Kansas City trails Chicago 2-0 in the second. In the East, Boston 8, Cleveland 4 in the fifth. The Dodgers have placed catcher Steve Yeager on the disabled list, replacing him with Jerry Grody, who's recovered from a broken bone in his wrist, suffered while Grody was hitting .296. Yeager's batting average is .191. Next round of talks for Bill Walton will be with the Golden State Warriors, who must have a lot of talkers, as they're also discussing with Houston compensation for Rick Barry. The Warriors want the moon. Houston's offering Death Valley, which means Commissioner Larry O'Brien most likely will settle it. The Kings, who couldn't win the big ones with probably the best goalkeeper in hockey, will now have to try it without him. Free agent Rogie Vachon is signed with Detroit. Now the argument will begin over...